It is 7:46. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. A handful of public schools in Pinellas County attracted some unflattering attention last year when the Tampa Bay Times concluded that they were failure factories. But one year later, suspensions are down and attendance is up at eight struggling elementary schools in Pinellas. And district officials are hoping what they're doing at those schools can be done at other schools. WUSF's Kathy Carter reports on the turnaround and why several community groups are watching.
The first thing you notice at Campbell Park Elementary School in St. Petersburg are all the signs. An oversized poster reads, "No fear, no limits, no excuses," in big block letters. A wooden plaque is inscribed in flowering cursive with the phrase, "Always be kind." The affirmations are just part of an effort to transform the school's culture in the wake of a newspaper investigation on failing majority black schools in Pinellas County. Since then, the district has adopted a series of reforms to address disparities in the school system. But the scrutiny had a broader impact. Carlos Childs is the family and community liaison at Campbell Park Elementary. He says in the past year, numerous individuals and organizations approached him, many asking the same question.
Hey, what can we do to help?
When a parent asks that question, it's typically for their own child's best interest. But community-led efforts seek to change the system for all children. Katie Churchwell is the Reverend Canon for the Cathedral of St. Peter. Last year, the church in downtown St. Petersburg adopted Campbell Park's fifth grade classrooms.
We believe very strongly in the separation between church and state. This isn't some backhanded way to get people to come to church, but the reason we felt like we should be involved was because that's what neighbors do.
The church has hosted teacher appreciation events and bought a refrigerator for the staff break room after their old one was zapped by lightning, which allowed the school to use that money elsewhere. Churchwell says the aim is to boost morale.
Being labeled a failure factory has impacted that school in ways that I don't believe were intended. Really great things have happened with that expose, but those teachers and students personally feel that they've been labeled as failures.
A study by the Program for International Student Assessment reports that students at schools where teachers have better morale are less likely to be low performers. Tackling low performance, it says, requires stepping in as early as possible. That's why dozens of members of the church have signed on to be mentors at Campbell Park. Carlos Childs, the community liaison, says it makes a difference.
For example, we had a young man who gets in trouble quite a bit, but he knows that his mentor comes on a certain day of the week. So one particular day, he got into it with another student, and before he made the bad choice, he actually said out loud, "You know what, I'm not going to make that bad choice because my mentor is coming in and I really want to see him."
These community efforts hope to build on specific changes the Pinellas County School District is making for these schools. That includes paying teachers more, creating a longer school day, and hiring a minority achievement officer. A new district report shows some gains in math scores at Campbell Park Elementary. The school will have a better picture later this year when the Florida Department of Education releases results from the state's upcoming spring testing season. But groups like the Foundation for a Healthy St. Petersburg aren't waiting.
We all own this. It's not just the school system itself. We all own this.
That's Randall Russell, president of the nonprofit group, which last year awarded a grant for a pilot exercise program for Pinellas County students who struggle with math. Russell says the organization is now researching options in order to provide free internet to low-income families so kids have access to the same resources as their upper and middle-class peers.
Equity of education is really what we're after here, and this is the 17th largest school system in America. How do you take 110,000 students and make sure everybody has an equitable education?
But he says that's no small order when confronting big issues like generational poverty.
So are we ready to do that? What are the risks that are being taken to do that? We can't stand in our silos and expect others to lift up.
Real transformation won't begin to happen, he says, until that goal gets closer to being met. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.